Building 54.
Do you know why you're here?
No. Where am I?
I'm not telling you that.
How did you get me here?
It wasn't hard. I waited for you to bring out the recycling.
Oh my God.
You're locked to that post, and you'll stay there until we're done.
Don't hurt me.
I have no plans to do that. This is a deposition.
A deposition?
I think you know what it's about.
I don't. Who are you?
Maybe you could guess.
You want me to guess?
I want you to guess why you're here. There's no way the astronaut or the congressman knew why they were brought here, but you really might have an idea. I actually think you already know.
I don't.
You do, though.
Sir, I don't know what you want.
Sir. Wow, I like that. I like you calling me sir. Thank you. That actually helps me see you in a more favorable light. Now do you remember me?
No, I don't. My head hurts so much. And I can't see that far.
Are these yours? I found them in my bag and I didn't know whose they were. You didn't wear glasses when I knew you.
You were a student?
Yes. I was a student in your class. Sixth grade. Ah, I just saw something in your eyes. Some flash of fear. Now do you know why I'm here and you're here?
No, I don't.
Okay, now you're defiant again. I heard that about you. I heard you were good. You passed lie detector tests and everything. And the thing is, you really might be innocent. No one knows for sure. That's why you're here. Now you're not talking. Does it feel weird to be chained to a post? You really should answer. I haven't had to use the taser yet, but I would use it on you. You're the first one I would not mind using it on.
Sir, what are your plans for me?
Again, I love the sir. I really do. But I have to say, that penitent tone makes you seem more guilty. You should consider that.
Please, will you tell me what your plans are for me?
My plans are to ask you questions and for you to answer them.
Okay. And then what?
And then I let you go.
You'll let me go?
You and the astronaut and everyone else will be let go. I have a real astronaut three buildings over. He's an honorable man. And I have a former congressman. He gave me the idea to find you. Indirectly, at least. He's an honorable man, too. You, though, I don't know. Well, I do know. You're not an honorable man. I know that much. At the very best, you're just sad and twisted. Maybe just lonely. But I think you're more than that. I think you're a monster. How do you know why you're here?
I think you should just explain it. I don't want to guess.
You don't want to guess. Okay. Now you just painted yourself into a corner. That means you did other terrible things. You did so many terrible things that you don't know which of them this is about. That's what you just revealed to me. You said that you don't remember what you did to me. That it could be any number of crimes.
I didn't say that.
You didn't need to.
Please, let's stay specific here. I don't remember you. But I trust now that you were a student at Miwok Middle School. Were you one of the students who filed a complaint against me?
Ah, now suddenly you're all business. Good. You acknowledged that complaints were lodged against you.
There were 7 complaints. Nothing was proven.
But you left teaching.
Yes. It was impossible to stay under those circumstances.
Circumstances you created.
There was no trial, and there was no hearing.
God, it's like you have it rehearsed. I guess you have to. If you talk to a cousin or nephew and they ask you why you left teaching, you have to recite this stuff about allegedly and no hearing and all that. What did you tell your parents?
My father is dead, but my mother knows the truth.